It gives me goosebumps because in the past 2 years, I've been a part of a journey where we're trying to transform healthcare delivery in Africa, and we're doing it in a way that we're translating theory into practice, and that's really fun. So Jacaranda Health is implementing a scalable model in the delivery of affordable quality maternal and child health services in East Africa. In my view, research informs best practice, but also highlights gaps. Policy sets direction, regulation, and so on. There's a middle piece that is missing, and that's implementation, translating theory into practice, demonstrating what works and what doesn't. This is where I feel Jacaranda fits in, proving concepts that impact the delivery of cost-effective, patient-centered quality care in low-resource settings. In the past 2 years, we've established 2 health facilities in Nairobi and are seeing approximately 600 women per month for outpatient services in one facility. In East Africa, maternal mortality rates remain high. Our primary focus for health care delivery is peri-urban settings where the population density is high and access to safe maternity care is low. Now, it's not because there's a lack of facilities, but more so the quality of care provided in facilities is poor. There's a national mandate where public facilities offer free maternity care, and therefore such facilities may be functioning at higher capacities, which has the ability to compromise the quality of care. There are additional factors that influence decision-making to accessing care, such as cost, transport, respectful care, and so on. Our ideal client, the urban poor, the woman who is a casual laborer and earns $2 to $3 a day, but can save for her delivery and demands a clean environment to be cared for with dignity. A woman who recognizes need for care across the continuum of her pregnancy and accesses antenatal services immediately in order to have consistent care that will be beneficial to outcome. Now, that is not the case. We see clients struggle in decision-making to access care. They often come towards the last trimester of their pregnancy. They do not often save, and therefore this period becomes a financial emergency and constraint. The woman who traditionally cares for others, her children, her spouse or partner, extended family, but has not set a minimum standard in terms of accessing quality services for herself. She may not be the primary decision maker in the home, and therefore antenatal services may not be a high priority, let alone choice of facility to deliver. Distance has been seen to be a barrier. Why spend money to access a facility? So they wait to access a facility at point of delivery. An overall lack of education concerning pregnancy and delivery. As an organization, we have had to take significant strides in understanding the population that we serve and implementing strategies to ensure women access services earlier and maintain care through the continuum of their pregnancy, postpartum care, and general reproductive health. We've taken a human-centered approach in understanding our customer needs, focus groups, client satisfaction surveys. We originally started out with mobile clinics, linking the community partners to offer ANC services. The promise was to increase access to ensure that women started ANC earlier on, with trained community mobilizers penetrating critical access points in the community, such as markets, churches, women's groups termed as chamas. This is coupled with clinical support, where we pair clinical representatives with the mobilizers to provide in-depth educational sessions around accessing ANC, birth planning, financial preparation. Even though this was a good grassroots approach, we're going to the people within the community, women felt more safe and comfortable accessing care in a standalone facility. Our outreach efforts have been beneficial and a great link to the community. But as we assess our operations, we have taken a more targeted approach in a number of areas. We are focused on the client experience and conduct customer service satisfaction surveys to elicit information on what we are doing right and opportunities to improve. Some of this also has to do with building efficiency in our system, simple things like client wait time during the visit. We have been thoughtful about male engagement early in the pregnancy to drive positive decisions around accessing ANC early and choosing a place for delivery. This has included personalized invitations to our clients' partners, as well as educational material on what to expect when she's expecting and financial options. We have leveraged on technology and business innovation as a means of engaging our clients and stimulating demand for traditional services. One thing we have realized is that even though our population may be lower income, every client has a mobile device. The cell phone works wonders. And therefore, how to use it to their benefit? How do we use that to their benefit? We send scheduled text messages to remind clients of visit appointments. We provide education on birth planning, danger signs, and once again, messaging on savings. We have a mobile savings option called Mama Kiba, where with each ANC visit, we offer the option to deposit funds into this portal to save for safe delivery. Our overall costs for 4 ANC visits are about $1, and for a normal delivery, approximately $90. I believe drawing clients to care, it's all about the people. In the areas of human resources, we believe that satisfied providers will satisfy our clients. The satisfied client will then go out and share their experiences. They are our direct link to the community. We have seen our volumes increase based on word-of-mouth referrals. In order to build a stellar group of providers, we have taken on upfront investments in training. We do not rely solely on formal education. So standardizing the onboarding process, orientation, and so on, validating skills. We've standardized practice through protocols and standard operating procedures, performance management, and performance-based incentives. We have set standards in place that demand for customer service, for example, scripting, role modeling, and assigning customer service champions. Task shifting to what we term as patient care assistants, a supportive role to the midwife, to maximize time with our clients. And so during those visit times, we're actually doing education and so on. In terms of quality, this is thrown around loosely, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. We're delivering quality, What does that mean to us? Applying the best practices of Lean Six Sigma to improve patient safety, building efficiency, standardizing processes, and monitoring compliance to these set developed standards. Patient-centered design, gathering data from our clients to inform us of their needs and developing a patient-centric environment. Monitoring clinical indicators to drive practice. Human resources and developing more effective nurses and midwives. Development of a career ladder that drives the professional development of our workforce. Building an area that is emerging, middle management. Technology, measuring impact, communicating with our clients, and moving towards clinical decision support. We're seeking independent validation of standards through accreditation bodies such as SafeCare. That's a link to the Joint Commission International. If we're able to communicate and validate a certain level of quality, we anticipate it is a draw to our services. And then there's business innovation in ensuring a seamless supply chain. When clients come in, do we have what we need to provide good care all the time? Through our experience, we have found that when we bring a client into our system, through the strategies I've discussed, our clients commit to care and they're with us through the course of ANC. And therefore, our efforts are really to get them in the door sooner. Our strategy for impact has two pieces. We will achieve direct impact through scale and service provision, and secondly, through influence. By sharing our innovations and partnering with other providers, we are building clinical innovations and health systems, validating successes so that they are adopted by the public and other private players in the health landscape. We are working to document what we learn to influence best practice, particularly in clinical quality, workforce development, and health service delivery. The Maternal Health Task Force can attest to that. So is our approach different? Within our low-resource settings, we're doing what is right, with a central focus on optimal patient outcomes. Our goal is to positively impact the lives of women, families, and communities. By building a passionate, talented, and committed workforce, we're able to service our clients. These clients, in turn, steer the community towards the quality service we provide. We see women and children every day, and we're positively changing their stories. and in turn, the stories of families and communities. In the past 2 years, I've been a part of a journey where we're trying to transform healthcare delivery in Africa, and we're doing it in a way that we're translating theory into practice, and that's really fun. So Jacaranda Health is implementing a scalable model in the delivery of affordable quality maternal and child health services in East Africa. In my view, research informs best practice, but also highlights gaps. Policy sets direction, regulation, and so on. There's a middle piece that is missing, and that's implementation, translating theory into practice, demonstrating what works and what doesn't. This is where I feel Jacaranda fits in, proving concepts that impact the delivery of cost-effective, patient-centered quality care in low-resource settings. In the past 2 years, we've established 2 health facilities in Nairobi and are seeing approximately 600 women per month for outpatient services in one facility. In East Africa, maternal mortality rates remain high. Our primary focus for health care delivery is peri-urban settings where the population density is high and access to safe maternity care is low. Now, it's not because there's a lack of facilities, but more so the quality of care provided in facilities is poor. There's a national mandate where public facilities offer free maternity care, and therefore such facilities may be functioning at higher capacities, which has the ability to compromise the quality of care. There are additional factors that influence decision-making to accessing care, such as cost, transport, respectful care, and so on. Our ideal client, the urban poor, the woman who is a casual laborer and earns $2 to $3 a day, but can save for her delivery and demands a clean environment to be cared for with dignity. A woman who recognizes need for care across the continuum of her pregnancy and accesses antenatal services immediately in order to have consistent care that will be beneficial to outcome. Now, that is not the case. We see clients struggle in decision-making to access care. They often come towards the last trimester of their pregnancy. They do not often save, and therefore this period becomes a financial emergency and constraint. The woman who traditionally cares for others, her children, her spouse or partner, extended family, but has not set a minimum standard in terms of accessing quality services for herself. She may not be the primary decision maker in the home, and therefore antenatal services may not be a high priority, let alone choice of facility to deliver. Distance has been seen to be a barrier. Why spend money to access a facility? So they wait to access a facility at point of delivery. An overall lack of education concerning pregnancy and delivery. As an organization, we have had to take significant strides in understanding the population that we serve and implementing strategies to ensure women access services earlier and maintain care through the continuum of their pregnancy, postpartum care, and general reproductive health. We've taken a human-centered approach in understanding our customer needs, focus groups, client satisfaction surveys. We originally started out with mobile clinics, linking the community partners to offer ANC services. The promise was to increase access to ensure that women started ANC earlier on, with trained community mobilizers penetrating critical access points in the community, such as markets, churches, women's groups termed as chamas. This is coupled with clinical support, where we pair clinical representatives with the mobilizers to provide in-depth educational sessions around accessing ANC, birth planning, financial preparation. Even though this was a good grassroots approach, we're going to the people within the community, women felt more safe and comfortable accessing care in a standalone facility. Our outreach efforts have been beneficial and a great link to the community. But as we assess our operations, we have taken a more targeted approach in a number of areas. We are focused on the client experience and conduct customer service satisfaction surveys to elicit information on what we are doing right and opportunities to improve. Some of this also has to do with building efficiency in our system, simple things like client wait time during the visit. We have been thoughtful about male engagement early in the pregnancy to drive positive decisions around accessing ANC early and choosing a place for delivery. This has included personalized invitations to our clients' partners, as well as educational material on what to expect when she's expecting and financial options. We have leveraged on technology and business innovation as a means of engaging our clients and stimulating demand for traditional services. One thing we have realized is that even though our population may be lower income, every client has a mobile device. The cell phone works wonders. And therefore, how to use it to their benefit? How do we use that to their benefit? We send scheduled text messages to remind clients of visit appointments. We provide education on birth planning, danger signs, and once again, messaging on savings. We have a mobile savings option called Mama Kiba, where with each ANC visit, we offer the option to deposit funds into this portal to save for safe delivery. Our overall costs for 4 ANC visits are about $1, and for a normal delivery, approximately $90. I believe drawing clients to care, it's all about the people. In the areas of human resources, we believe that satisfied providers will satisfy our clients. The satisfied client will then go out and share their experiences. They are our direct link to the community. We have seen our volumes increase based on word-of-mouth referrals. In order to build a stellar group of providers, we have taken on upfront investments in training. We do not rely solely on formal education. So standardizing the onboarding process, orientation, and so on, validating skills. We've standardized practice through protocols and standard operating procedures, performance management, and performance-based incentives. We have set standards in place that demand for customer service, for example, scripting, role modeling, and assigning customer service champions. Task shifting to what we term as patient care assistants, a supportive role to the midwife, to maximize time with our clients. And so during those visit times, we're actually doing education and so on. In terms of quality, this is thrown around loosely, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. We're delivering quality, we're delivering quality. What does that mean to us? Applying the best practices of Lean Six Sigma to improve patient safety, building efficiency, standardizing processes, and monitoring compliance to these set developed standards. Patient-centered design, gathering data from our clients to inform us of their needs and developing a patient-centric environment. Monitoring clinical indicators to drive practice. Human resources and developing more effective nurses and midwives. Development of a career ladder that drives the professional development of our workforce. Building an area that is emerging, middle management. Technology, measuring impact, communicating with our clients, and moving towards clinical decision support. We're seeking independent validation of standards through accreditation bodies such as SafeCare. That's a link to the Joint Commission International. If we're able to communicate and validate a certain level of quality, we anticipate it is a draw to our services. And then there's business innovation in ensuring a seamless supply chain. When clients come in, do we have what we need to provide good care all the time? Through our experience, we have found that when we bring a client into our system, through the strategies I've discussed, our clients commit to care and they're with us through the course of ANC. And therefore, our efforts are really to get them in the door sooner. Our strategy for impact has two pieces. We will achieve direct impact through scale and service provision, and secondly, through influence. By sharing our innovations and partnering with other providers, we are building clinical innovations and health systems, validating successes so that they are adopted by the public and other private players in the health landscape. We are working to document what we learn to influence best practice, particularly in clinical quality, workforce development, and health service delivery. The Maternal Health Task Force can attest to that. So is our approach different? Within our low-resource settings, we're doing what is right, with a central focus on optimal patient outcomes. Our goal is to positively impact the lives of women, families, and communities. By building a passionate, talented, and committed workforce, We're able to service our clients. These clients in turn steer the community towards the quality service we provide. We see women and children every day, and we're positively changing their stories, and in turn, the stories of families and communities.